This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. A strong earthquake struck the Aegean Sea Friday and was felt in both Greece and Turkey, where at least four people were killed as buildings collapsed in the coastal province of Izmir. Witnesses said people poured into the streets in panic in Izmir City after the quake struck with a magnitude of up to 7.0, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. The tremor could be felt as far away as in Istanbul and on Greek islands, where officials said eight people suffered light injuries on the island of Samos. High tidal waves were seen in both countries and led to flooding on parts of the Izmir coast. Images on social media show water rushing through the streets of Izmir from an apparent sea surge. Turkish state media quoted the Disaster and Emergency Management Presidency as saying one person died due to drowning, while 120 people were injured. Izmir's governor said 70 people had been rescued from under the rubble. A new suspect is in custody in the investigation into a gruesome attack by a Tunisian man who killed three people in a French church. France heightened its security alert amid religious and geopolitical tensions around cartoons mocking the Muslim prophet Muhammad. Authorities say new suspect in custody Friday is a 47-year-old man believed to have been in contact with the suspected attacker the night before. In a video statement, Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison speaks out against the attack.
Australia utterly condemns the heinous terrorist attacks that have been undertaken on innocent people in France. These multiple attacks are despicable. They're disgraceful. Not only are they an attack on the individuals and their families, but they are an attack on liberty.
This is VOA News. Hundreds of people demonstrated outside the Constitutional Court in Ukraine's capital Friday to protest against a ruling to block a number of anti-corruption laws. The protesters, including students and anti-corruption activists, police did not intervene even when protesters threw smoke grenades into the court building in Kiev and threatened to move in. The freeways around Paris were scenes of traffic chaos Thursday night as Parisians fled the capital ahead of a nationwide lockdown, the second in 7 months, that went into force at midnight. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Log jams stretched for hundreds of miles as people headed for their country or family homes in search of more space than the typically cramped Paris housing. French President Emmanuel Macron says authorities are tolerant about some movement, but otherwise inter-regional traffic is strictly prohibited. The new shutdown for a month aims at putting on the brakes on a fast-moving fall coronavirus outbreak, requiring French residents to remain at home all the time, only allowed 1 hour of exercise a day, or to go on a medical visit or shop for essential goods. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Millions more people in northern England face stricter coronavirus rules next week, the government said Friday, as it perseveres with a localized response to surging case rates. Starting Monday, nearly 2.4 million residents in five districts of West Yorkshire, including in the city of Leeds, will be barred from socializing with other households indoors. Pubs and bars not serving, quote, substantial meals, end quote, must close, alongside casinos, betting shops, soft play facilities, and adult gaming centers. The European Union will wait for late-stage efficacy and safety data before approving a coronavirus vaccine to ensure there is broad acceptance of any shot, German Health Minister Jens Spahn said Friday. Spahn said, quote, most important for acceptance is that we make clear from the beginning that we will wait for clinical trials in phase three before approval, end quote. The comments came following a video conference of EU health ministers. Qatar Airways said Friday those responsible for the invasive gynecological searches of women passengers at Doha Airport had been referred for prosecution over the violations following widespread outrage. Women on 10 flights out of Doha were subjected to the examinations as authorities searched for the mother of a newborn found in the airport bathroom earlier in the month. The incident only came to light this week after affected Australian passengers spoke out. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.